745.
Thank you, Will. What a beautiful hymn. Welcome, everybody. All of you that are visiting with us, we're delighted to have you here today. And we trust and pray that you'll be able to come back tonight and keep on keeping on doing the will of the Lord. Tomorrow will be the funeral of Melanie Weiniger. And a lot of the families here today, and we surely are thinking about them and praying for them. And if you possibly can, come and be with us for the funeral service. I know tomorrow is a holiday, and a lot of folks are already gone, and others have plans to go. But if you can possibly be here, we would appreciate that very, very much. When we go to the Word of the Lord, we want to know what God has to say on all subjects. Matters not what that subject may be. What does the Lord say? The Bible tells us that we ought to be followers of Jesus Christ. That we know from 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. What a wonderful statement. We have an example, leaving us example, that ye should follow his steps. I want O'Neill to be a congregation of people. God does. I want us all to be a congregation of people that are praying people. A church that's called a praying church. How much do you pray? How much do I pray? Well, as I was studying this lesson this last week, I decided what I wanted to do is to find out what I could find out from the Bible concerning Jesus and his teaching on prayer. Remember here on one occasion, Luke 11, as Al read for us this morning, here his disciples saying, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And then Jesus tells them what they're supposed to do, guidelines. And then the question is asked. He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Well, I don't know about you, if you come at midnight at my house, you might have called first, if you possibly can, to try to get me to open up the door. We live right on Highway 72, and one night about midnight, there was a person that came to the door and rang the doorbell. Well, Ann said, honey, what are you going to do? I said, get up and go answer it, honey. No, I didn't. I said, I'll go and I'll answer it, and we'll see. And when I went to the door, and there was somebody on the other side. I didn't open it, and there was somebody on the other side. And they said that we need some help. I said, what kind of help do you need? We need some gasoline for the car, something like that. I said, okay, hold on just a moment. I'll call the police, and they'll bring it over to you. Boy, they took off across our yard, down the street, and away they were gone. Well, now, if it was a friend, I'd open the door. And that's what Jesus said here. Notice he said, for a friend of mine is his journey, has come to me. I have nothing to set before him, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And then, listen to Jesus. And I say unto you, Jesus said what? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh does what? He receives. And he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And notice what Jesus says. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? What Jesus is saying here is this. God knows what we need, but we've got to be able to make sure that we ask. And he's promised us, If we're His people, that God will certainly give it. First of all, we cannot receive unless we do ask. In James 4 and verse 2, James says, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because you ask not. Pray, pray, pray. Ask, ask, ask. And then we need to ask according to Christ's authority. John 16, verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. And then notice, we ask and need to ask for help for others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11, Paul said, ye also helping together by prayer for us. Praying for us. That for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. So, we ask for pardon for ourselves. 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray for others. As they confess your faults one to another, pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, we thank God. Listen to what David did. But verily God hath heard me, hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, but nor has mercy from me. And then, we thank God for everything. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We want to seek fellowship with God. James says, draw now nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. All these things God has revealed to us in His precious Word. Now then, let's see where Jesus prayed. Let's see when He prayed. And I couldn't believe the number of passages that I found where our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of kings and the Lord and kings of all, above all. Notice it. Number one, at His baptism. I love to see people be baptized. What a joy it is. Generally, every time we baptize someone, later we will offer thanks to God for their baptism. In Luke 3, verses 22, 21 and 22, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying. The heaven was opened, the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon Him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I'm well pleased. Baptized and prayed. Who? The Son of God. Took time to do what? To pray. In the morning, early, the Bible says before heading to Galilee, what did Jesus do? Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Have you done that? Isn't it wonderful to be up at 4 or 5 o'clock early in the morning? And then bow your knees before the God of heaven and pray. Jesus left us an example. It's a great thing to pray and praying early. Rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place. And there our Lord prayed. Jesus, the Son of God. After healing people, He was so busy. They were bringing to Him all those that were sick and needed to be healed. What did He do? He withdrew Himself into the wilderness, Luke 5, verse 16, and He prayed. And then He prayed all night before He appointed His 12 apostles. Before we've got something that's so important for us, surely we'll remember what Jesus did. before appointing them. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. I've never done that. What would it be like? Our Lord did what? He prayed. He continued all night. Why? He's talking to his Father. Something's about to happen. What's he about to do? Appoint men to be apostles. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. We've only begun. Listen to what the Bible says. He gave thanks to the Father before he fed those 5,000. In Matthew 14, verse 19, and also Mark 6, 41, Luke 9, and verse 16. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. He was in constant praying before God. You know, before he walked on water, what he was doing? In Matthew chapter 14, 23, and Mark 6, 46, and John 6, verse 15, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he had been teaching, he had been feeding them, now they've sent away. What does Jesus do? He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. He went up into a mountain apart to do what? To pray. And then he goes out and walks on water. And guess what? That's when Peter had that occasion too. Before Peter called Jesus the Christ, guess what Jesus was doing? In Luke 9, verse 18, it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Whom say ye the people that I am?" What has he been doing before he asked that question? Your Lord and my Lord. He'd been praying. And you remember afterwards, he said to them, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." He spent a lot of time already praying. And then, in Luke 9, verses 28 and 29, the great transfiguration, Jesus is there. What a magnificent sight it must have been. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James. They went up into a mountain. Why did they go up into the mountain? To pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. What a sweet hour of prayer that must have been. He was doing what he was praying. Then the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." Beautiful. The Son of God, your Savior and mine, was always busy praying. After the 70 had been sent out, they come back and they're just rejoicing, thrilled that even all the devils were subject unto them. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." He talked to God. They came back. Great news. They'd been sent, and look what they had been able to accomplish. And before even teaching his disciples how to pray. The Bible says it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, that when he ceased, that's when one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. We don't pray enough. Just the example of Jesus. And I can give you 40 more passages probably this morning that show what Jesus did at certain times in his life. And what did he do? He was always in contact with his Father and he was praying. O'Neill, all of us take time to pray. Sweet hour of prayer. Bow your heads together as Hollis Legg now leads us as we pray. Let us pray.
Our one and only Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time just thanking you for all the wonderful blessings that you have blessed us with. We're so thankful for our good health, our food, our shelter, our clothing. But most of all, dear God, we want to thank you for our spiritual blessings. We're thankful that we have the Bible to read and that is you talking to us, and thankful that we can go to you in prayer and talk to you through your Son. We're so thankful for just the Bible that we have to read. We're thankful that Jesus gave his life, that through him that we could have eternal life. We just want to thank you for all the wonderful blessing you've blessed us with. We've realized that there's so many sick here at O'Neill, so many that are going to have procedures and surgeries. And we realize, dear God, that the Bible teaches us to pray without ceasing. And James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The affliction of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We pray, dear God, that you'll just look down on these sick and watch over them, care for them, and realize, dear God, that we have good doctors and we're so thankful for them, but realize that they're humans. They can only do so much, but with you, dear God, there's nothing impossible. We pray that you'll just watch over them, care for them. If it be thy will, bring them back to their next appointed time with us so they can be back and worship with us. We pray that you'll be with those that have lost loved ones, dear God. Be with the Melanie family. Watch over them and help them to look to you for comfort. We just want to thank you for the church here at O'Neill. We're thankful for our teachers, our song leaders, our preachers, our elders, and just everyone. Dear God, we just want to thank you for everyone at O'Neill. Pray that you'll bless us and give us a long and useful life in thy service. We pray that you'll just watch over us, forgive us our sins, and at the end give us home in heaven with thee. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sweet hour of prayer. I've asked Will to lead us in that song. Let's everybody turn. I believe it's 618, isn't it? That right, Will? 618 in your book. If you don't have it over there, we're here. Let's sing together, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Thank you.
if you will. And then the Bible says that the raising of Lazarus from the dead in John 11, 41 through 42, and they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Again, look what Jesus does. He turns to God and thanks him. One of the things that really struck me was the time that Jesus told Peter that the devil really wanted him. And what Jesus said he did for him. That's so impressive to me. Look in Luke 22, 31 through 31, 31 and 32. In Luke 22, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, oh, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Stop. Think. Does the devil want me? Does he want you? Friend, let me tell you. He wanted Peter. And look what Jesus said. He said that he wanted you that he may sift you as wheat. I mean, he wants to put you through all kinds of trials, tests. But Jesus said, Simon, I have prayed for you. How beautiful. How wonderful. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he fell. He denied the Lord three times. Just like Jesus had prayed three times before his betrayal. Just like the time when he was on the cross, when Jesus prayed for those people, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lot. And just like Jesus in his dying breath, he cried out a loud voice. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having the head said thus, he gave up the ghost. And just like after he came forth from the grave, resurrected, he blessed the bread that they ate together after his resurrection. It came to pass, as he said at meat with them, he took bread, he blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. And just like my friends, Jesus blessed the disciples before he's ascending. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands. He blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continuing in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. I want to tell you why. He's making intercession for those of his people today. That's great news. In the book of Romans 8, verse 34, the inspired apostle Paul says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Praise God. Thank the Lord. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, for wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. In Hebrews 9, verse 24, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Isn't that great? As children of God. Hebrews 9, 24. And then in 1 John 2, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. What powerful examples. knowing what Jesus did. Remember that song? It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And then, not the members I've been doubting, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the sinner, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the elders, not the deacons, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And with the help of God, through His Word, as we obey His will, do His will, we can be His children and just think added to the kingdom of God because we've heard His Word, believed it, we've repented of our sins, confessed the name of Christ, and baptized into, for the remission of our sins, into Jesus. And then we're living faithfully in the service of the Lord. Unfaithful to Jesus, yes, they can repent, they can confess, and they can pray. What a wonderful thing it is. And when you get time, take your Bible out. And just look at all the various other passages that we didn't have time to even touch on today with regards to the Master, Jesus, the Son of God, how He prayed, when He prayed, and how we should be the people of God that truly are praying. Ere you left your room this morning, did you pray? Some of you are nodding your head, yes. I like that. Did you? I hope and pray to God. If we get nothing else out of this lesson today, it will cause each one of us individually to make sure that we spend time with God in prayer. If you're not a Christian, won't you become one today? Here is water. What doth hinder you to be baptized? Yes, if you believe, you repent, confess, and you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be baptized for the remission of sins. Be added to the kingdom of God right now. And if you're an erring child of God, ask God to forgive you. Yes, pray. Let us pray with you and for you. What a wonderful thing it is to talk about Jesus, the Christ, and the prayer life of our Lord. What would God say about my prayer life? What would He say about yours? Let's each one be a people who not only talk about it, but engage in it in prayer. If you're subject to the invitation of Jesus, won't you come and obey Him while together we stand in